99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Winter is hanging on in the West. There are advisories and warnings in effect from Arizona to Michigan. Forecasters expect up to half a foot of snow to fall in Minneapolis. But it's good news in Wausau, Wisconsin for the Granite Peak ski area. That's where we find WSAW-TV's Sam Daring.
It's been an abnormal season for many winter businesses. But when there's snow in the forecast in March, it brings excitement to places like Granite Peak.
Here we are, and ski conditions are actually phenomenal.
The resort welcomed several new visitors for the weekend, including one group of high schoolers who made the trip up from St. Louis.
It's super fun, honestly. I keep falling.
Tomorrow is a critical day for former President Donald Trump. He faces a deadline to pay nearly $500 million in a civil fraud verdict in New York. CBS's Chanel Call.
Trump has asked the appeals court to pause the payment and accept a lesser bond of just $100 million for now. In an appeal to supporters for financial help, Trump fires back, warning the attorney general to, quote, keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says there are serious consequences for Trump if he fails to pay up.
It's going to be up to the New York attorney general to start indicating what she is going to go after to accommodate this enormous bond Trump has to make. He'd have to list some of his favorite properties.
In Russia, the country has observed a national day of mourning for the assault on a concert that killed at least 137 people. Correspondent Deborah Pata on just what happened.
Videos posted on social media show people screaming and ducking for cover as the gunmen fired round after round of automatic gunfire. Someone's shooting here, this man says. The hall is burning. They've set us on fire. Outside, the building was engulfed in flames. Inside, concertgoers tried to escape the relentless gunfire, trapped in a crush of panicked people.
Four badly beaten suspects have appeared in a Russian court. Three of them have reportedly admitted to carrying out the attack. Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square, but did not deliver a homily. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome says it was to save his energy for a busy Holy Week.
The 87-year-old Pope did bless palm fronds and olive branches as customary. After the Mass, the Pope strongly condemned the shooting attack at a concert hall in Moscow, describing it as a vile act that offends God. He prayed for the victims.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt indeed. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me.
Right now! It's just another sunny day. Cave. It sure seems we're headed that way.
Max and Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every week, every Saturday here on Heavy. That was Wicked Sandbox from Burning Time in 1991. Greta Grinder before that. That's actually a remix from 2019 found on the Uprising album. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know and then play those two songs for you. You can send me an email right now at music@civicmedia.us, and tell me your two essential last crack songs. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max and Kevy, the second hour here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're here until midnight playing original hard rock, punk and metal. And we love it, right? Music on the way from King Cobra and Electromag. Both of those bands are part of Tazbash 3.0, which we'll tell you all about here in just a few minutes. Plus new music from Apex Aurora just around the corner. First, let's take a trip to the crazy town. It's Dr. Noise. It's Max A. Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Serving pie, bowling balls, smoking stogies, waving hi to passers-by. A singing telegram that sings all by itself, and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A banded cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding on the backs of their giant cocks. All this and more is here, so come and see. Welcome to a place you'll never frown, a twisted little place called Crazy Town, where our horse is the mayor of all of us, and he loves to coast.
Turtles drinking whiskey, turtles drinking whiskey,
turtles drinking whiskey, and even sporting coats, water balloon settling all their battles with some plastic swords. A platypus dressed like Rambo, a drunken ninja mule, every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
whiskey.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight tonight. The devil on my back, drag me to the night. My body's aching.
For the people.
We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with brand new Electromag there. That song is called Gazer. Before that, brand new music from King Cobra and Wrecking Ball. What do those two bands have in common? I'll tell you. They're both playing Taz Bash 3.0. It's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. Metal be with you. It's a great lineup of bands, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And plus, all proceeds, this is a benefit show, so all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference here in Madison, and they really do make a difference. Get all the details right now on the Facebook event. Taz Bash 3.0 is presented by Max Inc. Radio, and Music Makes a Difference. Appreciate all you coming out to the shows and supporting local music. On the way, we'll do some Revolution X, and what the hell, we'll do some Rogue Rat, too. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything that I desire.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Misery, but so hard for a dream unfailingly. So in time you'll succumb to me.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Local, listen local. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no cost to families. That's why this ticket action is so important. Your winning bid will help provide a great camp experience for several kids. Again, log on to WRJN.com/bucks to make your bid. And thank you from Royal Family Kids Camp and WRJN.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.